Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. Our guest this morning is Raina Giddings. She's the new executive director of the Connecticut Women's Hall of Fame. She's replacing Sarah Labarsky. We've had her on the show before previously, and she held that position for nearly a decade. What a good job she did as well. Good morning, Raina. Welcome not only to your new position, but to the show.
Thank you, Morgan. I'm so excited to be here.
And happy to have you here for sure. You know, we mentioned Sarah just a second ago. How did you step into this position, one that Sarah had for so long, did a great job with? I mean, these are big shoes to fill, aren't they?
Absolutely. I was drawn to the organization's mission through really my own desire to help empower and uplift women and girls. In my own personal experience, I've participated in a number of organizations around Connecticut. I participated on the Governor's Council of Women and Girls, developed programs with other volunteer organizations like Jack and Jill of America and Alpha Kappa Alpha, working through developing programs to expose youth to different professional careers. And then most recently, I created the first economic inclusion initiative with the Metro Harcourt Alliance, focused on supporting underserved businesses, elevating workforce talent, and promoting corporate board diversity. So I was really drawn to the organization's mission. It nicely aligned with the things that I value.
Now, how did this transition actually look and work, Raina? So tell me about, you know, the very end of Sarah's leadership and the very beginning, and I guess we're still in the very beginning of your leadership.
Part of, before she left, we worked together for a few weeks just to ensure a very smooth transition. And as the new executive director, I'm primarily responsible for really overseeing the strategic direction of the organization, fostering community engagement, building and cultivating partnerships, amplifying our existing programming, and then honestly, Morgan, like many nonprofit organizations, exploring ways to increase our funding sources so that we can do more.
For people who are perhaps new to hearing about Connecticut's Women's Hall of Fame, although we've had them on Face Connecticut before, we're getting new listeners all the time. So if somebody is new to the state, they're new to the show or whatever, could you talk about the background of what this Hall of Fame is all about, what its mission really is?
The Connecticut Women's Hall of Fame is a nonprofit organization that honors the achievements and contributions of women, Connecticut women. These women are trailblazers, often the first, the onlys, women who have broken barriers and have opened doors for other women to follow. The organization's been around for 30 years, and since then we've inducted about 148 women. Some are well-known, like Constance Motley Baker. She was very instrumental in a lot of the civil rights legislation that we see today. And others may not be well-known but have remarkable achievements. For example, Lakpa Sherpa is on Netflix right now in a documentary. She's the first woman to summit Mount Everest 10 times. And Margaret Fogarty Rutke, she actually fell into fame by accident. She was creating bread for her son because he had an allergy and ended up creating a bread empire, one that we all know when we're eating a sandwich, Pepperidge Farms. And so these are probably some names that you may not recognize, but you've probably heard about them. And when we think about when we look at like all of these different Hall of Fames, what's really unique about our organization is that we are the only Hall of Fame with an educational component. So we capture these unique stories of our inductees, and we use them to inspire and promote future leaders. So we take these stories and we through our Talks on the Road program, for example, we give presentations to libraries, museums, corporate events. We provide professional development for college students and teachers. But my favorite is we partner with schools to develop curriculum so that students, especially girls, can see themselves in history. And why this is so important is women represent 50% of the population, but really only occupy 0.5% in recorded history. So in less than 24% of all historical figures studied in schools, specifically K through 12, are women. So we're taking that initiative and we're working to address these issues by engaging in schools. We engage with over 800 students a year across 40 schools throughout Hartford County, Grace Academy, Hartford Public Schools, Bloomfield Schools, a number of schools in Hartford County, New Haven County, Bridgeport, et cetera.
Raina Giddings is my guest this morning on Face Connecticut. She is the new executive director of the Connecticut Women's Hall of Fame. And Raina, talking about this education component, and I'm glad that you brought it up because it really is a big part of what the Connecticut Women's Hall of Fame is all about. And I know that Sarah, who was there just before you, was a big advocate of the education component. And then I believe that she even would go around to schools and do some of the talks and do some of the educating. So my question to you, have you done any of that yet, or do you plan to once you've gotten a little more settled?
I have. I actually visited a week and a half into after I started. I visited Tallinn Public Schools. And then a few weeks later, I actually presented at Davis Academy in New Haven. And one of my favorite programs is STEMFEMS. We give a pre and post survey to elementary and also particularly middle school students. If there are students that may not know how they really feel about STEM, our goal is to expose them to some of these great stories that we talked about. We have partnerships, role models, female role models that come and put workshops together. We have amazing partners through Medtronic, Pfizer, Pratt & Whitney, Lorero. I can go on and on. These are scientists, you know, engineers, biochemists, you name it. So the students not only get an opportunity to see through these amazing videos, these great role models, but they also have hands-on workshops, and they also get a chance to talk one-on-one with these amazing volunteers that we have. And research shows that the number of girls interested in STEM almost double when they have role models. I'm just so proud of the work that this organization is doing through our STEMFEMS. We have a See It, Be It program and other programs that And we're looking to continue to expand our partnerships with companies that would like to volunteer or have, you know, underrepresented women to help really encourage and build confidence in these girls.
Raina, talking about the education component just a little bit more, does social media ever come up in what you guys do as far as education? You know, do you ever post videos on social media, whether it's Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, to help spread this education component? Is that something you guys do?
Well, yes, but I believe there's an opportunity there that we can do more. And in fact, that is one of my goals, is to really elevate and amplify that more and even meet students where they are. We may use LinkedIn more, but I'm really interested in exploring how we could even use TikTok and some of the other, you know, newer technologies to really resonate with some of the high school and college students.
Raina Giddings, the new executive director of the Connecticut Women's Hall of Fame. She is my guest this morning on Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham. You obviously have a lot of responsibilities in your new role as executive director. Are there any major goals that you're working toward right now as we kind of get into the spring and the summer?
We are the only organization that really has a virtual repository of women's contributions. So we want to preserve that and use, as you mentioned, technology to expand our footprint. We want to ensure that we're a statewide organization, so we want to ensure that we are connecting with communities across the state. We were founded in Harford County, and our office is in New Haven. But we want to make sure that we are reaching out to get exposed and connect to all of the communities around us. My vision is that we are a legacy builder and a preserver, so helping everyday women find those opportunities to find ways to give back in the same ways that we do through our inductees. My vision is that the hall is a legacy builder and a preserver. So I want to find ways to help amplify the work that everyday women are doing to contribute to Connecticut. The women in Connecticut are economic, social, and political influencers. And I believe the hall helps to establish Connecticut as a state of great opportunity for women that to make their mark in the state. And so we're really excited about those opportunities.
Raina, it would appear to me that you're coming in at a pretty good time because it's early in the year. I know that you have the big induction ceremony in October, which we've alluded to a little bit more, and we could start talking about that a bit. But are there any events, maybe other than that, that you guys have coming up, or is that the big event that you guys are working toward and probably doing so now in April?
I'm so glad you asked about it. Our induction ceremony, honestly, is our biggest fundraising event, and it will be held in October, October 22nd at the Bushnell Theater. This year, the hall is honoring women that have been creativity catalysts in various industries. They've honed their skills and they've used their creative and artistic minds to influence businesses and industries, and they have created new paths for future women. And so you definitely don't want to miss that. As I mentioned, a number of our ongoing programs are our STEM Femmes, where we have amazing partnerships, our See It, Be It programs, and we are developing other programs as we speak.
Well, it sounds like an exciting time. So as you get started with your new role, Raina Giddings, my guest this morning on Face Connecticut, she's the new executive director of the Connecticut Women's Hall of Fame. As you begin this process, and you're saying, okay, we have a little bit of breathing room and a little bit of time before October 22nd and the induction ceremony comes up, but at the same time, a lot of work goes into it. It is a big deal. It's your biggest event, your biggest fundraising event, as you just said. So how are you preparing for that now? What are you doing in the moment to start thinking about that Any insight on that?
First, we have a committee that is working with the community to identify volunteers. We are working with our corporate sponsors that have been so instrumental in supporting us over the years. We are working with what we call an inductee committee, and those are our historians and our consultants that not only help us to identify these inductees and the themes for this year, but also engaging these inductees and exploring how we can continue to partner in creative ways going forward after the ceremony. So there's a ceremony, but then how can we continue to make an impact together as we move forward?
Marina, you mentioned an important word, fundraising, right? You guys have a lot of fantastic partners, but of course we live in a day and age where money can be difficult, even for some of the biggest organizations. And so what is it that keeps them coming back to the Connecticut's Women's Hall of Fame? And how are you looking at what already exists and saying, okay, well, this is great, but we can grow it? So could you talk a little bit about the money, the fundraising part?
Absolutely. You know, we can't do what we do without having these, you know, dedicated, whether it's individual donors or corporate sponsors, that help fuel the vision and the mission of our organization. I gave examples of STEM Femmes, we have educational experts. They might be formerly teachers or professors or curriculum development professionals that really understand the state requirements and cultivate specific programs that are designed to align with the requirements of the school districts or align with the curriculum that even the colleges are doing. It takes time, it takes effort, money. We have another team that's going out to present this curriculum or to, we need to be able to expand that. So there's so many things that are involved, whether it's marketing, the operations, the promotions, the programming itself, just even per student, there is a cost overall. And so as we look more strategically on the work that we want to accomplish, it really takes, a thoughtful approach and that requires more support from our partners and our the organizations that are supporting us. So we gladly appreciate any opportunity to have those conversations and to work together to support, for them to support us so we can do the work that we've set out to do.
Is there anything that the audience can do to help, whether it's financial or by volunteering? Anything the audience could do?
Thank you so much for this question. Absolutely. There are three ways that people can get involved. First, supporting our programming and making a financial contribution. Number one, as we just talked about. Two, participating and just helping us get the word out about our organization and joining us at the upcoming induction ceremony in October. And three, finding a way to get involved, joining us as a contributor, a panelist, a speaker, a volunteer. You can find more information about our organization on our website, which is www.cwhf.org, as in Connecticut Women's Hall of Fame. Sign up for our newsletter. Follow us on social media. Stay tuned for details on our induction ceremony.
Talk about some of the people that you're getting to meet who have been there. I know that there are a lot of long-timers there, and I know Sarah has just departed from her position as executive director, but there's still a great team of people there. So how are you getting to know them, and how are they helping you acclimate to your new position?
Oh, absolutely. It's been really inspiring working with Gina Kloman, who is one of the founders of the organization and the history that we have with so many of our partners, Connecticut Forum and the University of Hartford. It's been really so inspiring connecting with them and learning how this organization has evolved. And we're all excited about exploring what the future holds.
Is there anything else that you want to mention for our audience today, Raina?
Yeah, thank you so much. The Connecticut Women's Hall of Fame is, really an advocate for teaching and sharing powerful stories about inspiring work that women have done, really to promote the leadership of tomorrow. And so if you're interested in becoming involved in our programming, just please reach out to us. We'd really appreciate it. And I really thank you so much for this opportunity.
Looking back on everything that's been done so far in the Connecticut Women's Hall of Fame and all of the women who have been recognized in it, are there any stories in particular that really stand out to you?
Oh, my goodness. There's probably too many to name.
I know that's a tough question, I know. Probably the hardest of the show.
I think I have been, when I look on, I think the biggest thing is when I look on our website under the inductee category, there are so many interesting pieces of interesting nuggets of information that I was not aware of. So there's, as I mentioned before, many people that are well recognized, but then so many that are not, that have made a profound contribution to the organization. And that even inspires me as an adult. So, I feel like we bring a lot of inspiration to our young people, but it makes me really encouraged because it can inspire women and men who are experienced in their careers. Someone can be an attorney that has worked in their career for years, and then they decide, mid-career, I think I want to shift to another career, and they may not have they may not think that it's wise, or they may not believe that they can do it. Does this make sense for me to do it this way? But in looking at all of these remarkable stories, I think it gives courage to even people that may want to try new things and may not have the courage to do so. So I think that is one thing that's really, really inspiring for me.
I think perhaps the last question I'll ask you, because we're down to the final moments here, Raina, thinking about how inspirational the Women's Hall of Fame has been in Connecticut, what would you say to a young lady who's maybe in high school or college, who is thinking about the path that they can take in life? And in today's world, there are so many options for everybody. For somebody getting started out, what would you say to them that would help make the leaders of tomorrow?
What women or people in general are drawn to what they see. So we typically hear of, be a lawyer, doctor, nurse, teacher, and these are all great roles to be in. But I think the more they seek out, the more they learn about other opportunities, it really expands their minds. So I would say to a young adult or young person to learn as much as you can, to talk to as many different types of people with different types of backgrounds, learn more about what they do, why they do it, and then look within yourself to, explore the things that you would like to do, or things that you normally like to do. Try as many internships or opportunities just to get exposed to different types of careers, and find mentors that can help guide you and give you confidence to try new things. And I really think that just creating those opportunities to get exposed, to learn about roles that you had no idea even existed, that will really help build more confidence to see that other people have done these things, and so I can do it, you can do it too.
Raina, they definitely have an inspirational leader in you now at the Connecticut's Women's Hall of Fame. Again, thank you for coming on the show, and congratulations on your new position there as their new executive director.
Thank you so much, Morgan.
And that's it.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.